let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy.
Tis the season for holiday travel. And with that, we got some holiday travel tips. Most of these are basic kind of tips that you use throughout the year, but there are some things to watch out for. And you know, if you took extra time during the regular part of the year, this is the time where you want to take even extra time, right?
That's it. That's it exactly. And it is good to be prepared because there's lots of things that you need to think about. And whether you're flying or you're driving, it's important to know what to do or to be prepared, whether it's getting a car inspection, you know, making sure you download your travel apps, know the current TSA rules. But, you know, if you are flying, it's good to think about choosing a direct flight. And because winter is unpredictable, right, as far as snowstorms and delays, freezing temperatures. So always try to book direct flights to lessen your chance of missing connections along the way, or making sure your connection is a large enough connection. Going through Toronto an hour and a half, I wouldn't recommend that. Go for more.
Yeah.
Also, you know, consider going first flight in the morning because the plane then is usually there the night before, and it's just ready to go. But still, with weather, they still have to de-ice. So yeah, you know, it takes time to get that plane going. You might want to opt for a train or a bus, but planes are usually you know, if you're going to a hot, sunny destination, which we hope you are during winter, that's what people go on.
Yeah, exactly. Good points. And we pointed this out before in past podcasts. But yes, nonstop flights are great. And if you do have to make a connection, give yourself lots of time. My window is always 3 hours or more. And, you know, like if you take the whole day to get where you're going, then and you're not in a hurry, then, you know, you're at the airport, have lunch, relax. You know, if you have to use those 3 hours, and if you are delayed by an hour or two, then you're still okay.
Yeah.
And the early morning flight, I think, is really important. I don't think people realize that, you know, if your flight is delayed, well, you get the whole day to catch the next one and the next one. If you're taking that late or last flight, chances are you're going to be overnighting somewhere if there's a delay.
Right. And, you know, when you're going through holiday season, sometimes accommodation isn't available because it is a busy time frame, so those connections that you may miss and you're spending somewhere that you didn't anticipate may not be available. So a lot of, you know, you don't want to spend time in an airport, so think ahead. But then, you know, if you do have that long connection, splurge on a lounge access. So, you know, you can, if you are going on a business class, you might get that within your ticket and such. But there's a lot of places like Priority Pass that will, you can purchase a lounge pass at, you know, at that time, or check your credit card. Maybe they have one as well.
Yeah, exactly. It really does make a difference if you can hang out in the lounge. Usually it's complimentary food and you know, the Wi-Fi is working and there's nice comfy chairs and things like that. And we say this all the time, arrive early, prepare for delays, but and also pack the essentials in your carry-on. You can only pack so much, though, because of the restrictions. But, you know, extra piece of clothing, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Your medication for sure. And gather all your entertainment options because, you know, you might need to while away the time, whether on board or at an airport. Make copies of your travel documents as well. So a lot of people will scan it and put it on for their phone. But then make sure your phone is readily charged. So have your backup chargers with you and pack some healthy snacks along the way. Not just for, you know, having food handy, but in some airports, the food for purchase is expensive. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared with, you know, especially if you're traveling with a family, to have some snacks along the way so you're not adding to your travel budget by buying at the airport.
And that goes hand in hand if you're traveling in a vehicle too. You want to have some snacks and be prepared, and the one that we always go on is purchase travel insurance, especially trip interruption and cancellation insurance, and medical too, of course. That's a given, but especially this time of year, you want to make sure that you're covered for any expenses.
Right. So you want to be prepared for the unexpected because that certainly does happen. And for sure, just think about Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it may. That's why it's a good idea to have backups. And that's where it starts with opting for travel insurance. And you can buy it through, your travel advisor who will help you find the right coverage for you. And you're right. Emergency hospital medical. Even for without outside of the province, not just outside of the country, it's important, as well as trip cancellation. There's also flight interruption. And then also, if you buy any insurance through, for example, we sell Manulife, we have there's a flight delay where it'll kick in after a certain number of hours delay, and it'll send right to your what by EFT to your checking or savings. Some amount of money to help you pay for meals, if so that's also really important to consider. And then also check with your credit card provider to see if what they cover as well. Don't think it automatically covers you. So make sure you check the limitations and the benefits. And also, it's always important, especially since COVID, to include cancel for any reason inclusions in that policy to make sure that it covers everything from cancel flights to lost baggage.
And this time of year, people are traveling for the holidays. Sometimes you get travelers that haven't traveled really very much, and maybe they're not quite aware of things that they can or can't do. And CATSA, the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, always comes out with their list of do's and don'ts. And one of the things during Christmas or during the holiday season is not to wrap any gifts, leave them unwrapped. And there is a thing you can do. You can check online to see how the time is for the security. Go to the shortest one, the one that has the least amount of wait time.
Right, absolutely. So through the Calgary Airport Authority, you can actually book your place in line in the security line before you even arrive at the airport. If you have Nexus, that's a great way to get through in a expedited line as well. And if you are traveling business class, they also have an expedited line. One of the things that unfortunately that does happen in travel that you could lose your luggage. So just imagine packing a checked luggage filled with gifts. That you diligently purchase for everybody that goes astray. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you do pack your bags in, your pardon me, your presents in carry-on, as you say, don't wrap them. And then, or which gift cards are always good, but so that's really light, really, really light. But and then that's what they say. If you are able to travel light, maybe avoid checking your bag altogether. It will never work for me. So I have to just be very, very cognizant of what I pack, my weight, because especially during Christmas, they're going to check for weight. And if you're over your the weight allowance, you may be charged an additional cost, which is not cheap either. It could go up to $100 for that extra weight that you may have. So it is important. The different websites, as you say, has all the different tips, including airlines, of what or what not to pack. And so keep that in mind. And then also you might want to be cautious about when flying with food items. So, like because some liquids, such as large quantities in gravy or cranberry sauce, because you want to contribute to dinner, aren't allowed in your carry-on. So there is a "What can I bring?" section of the TSA website that you should go and see and pack your solid food items in clear containers for easy inspection at security. But yeah, so just keep it in mind because you don't want to start your holiday with a negative.
No, exactly. You want to be prepared, and as we always say, plan for extra time, just in case of delays, and then you won't be stressed, and your holiday will start off right.
Yeah, pack your patience because that's
Pack your patience.
definitely it will help you relieve holiday stress. You might want to try downloading a few meditation apps, such as like Headspace or Calm. That will help you. through your journey. So, but just stay positive.
Always great advice. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Facebook, X, and Instagram at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanda. Thank you.
You take care. Have a good week.